Hey everybody, welcome to Monday Night Live in Lexington, you guys. My name is Catherine Kaufman, and I'm a psychic medium here in Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to my every Monday night show. This is where we discuss what and who we are in this journey called life. Happy Monday, everybody! And wasn't this just the most beautiful Monday here in Lexington, anyway? The high today was mid 60, maybe 63, 62, and very sunny and so nice. Shout out to Jennifer over on Facebook. Good to see you tonight. Thank you guys for showing up on a Monday night. Now, the Monday nights, I try to do once a month a dream interpretation show because I get a lot of people who send in their dreams and they want them interpreted professionally, don't necessarily need a reading. They just need the dream interpreted. And so what I like to do is to just gather all of the dreams up and once a month present them anonymously on the show so that it gives us a better idea of how to catch the messages that are coming through your dreams, how to interpret what you're seeing in your dream, and, you know, kind of what that message means for you in everyday waking life. Special shout out to my beautiful neighbor, Miss Amber Benteen, and Magical Monday Indeed, Melissa. Happy World Earth Day. Absolutely. And wasn't it? Just the most beautiful day today to celebrate World Earth Day here in Lexington anyway. So we're starting off the week right. Now, you all know that follow me. I did put my tomato plants out. I did reserve some back in case some of them die and they're in the house. But we did get temperatures down to 35 last night, and I don't know. They're looking a little weak down there. I think they're going through a little bit of shock because I let them get too tall in the house, and I tried to harden them off on the back porch, and the wind has been so bad here in Lexington. It's just blowing those little ginger stems over because those new plants are not used to the wind, and they're not used to 35-degree temperatures. But anyway, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they will make it through. Now, for those of you that follow my Facebook posts, I did make a post about health updates and everything that I'm doing to, turn things around at 62. You know, try to get rid of some of the problems that I have right now. Like, you know, I've got a bad back problem. And everybody knows about this. It's been going on since Christmas, but it is getting better. I do want to give a shout out to a couple of friends of mine, Halo Salt Room. I've been going out to get salt treatments here. I highly recommend that you check this place out. Not only do they have salt room treatments, but they have a far infrared sauna, the Beamer PEMF treatments, in case you want those. They have massage therapy. So check them out, guys. Check them out. The other person I want to give a shout out to is the place that I've been going to, acupuncture, Arwen Carriega, and she's got a new place. I think the name of it is Revitalized Therapeutics. And it is, let's see, it is out in 2350 Woodhill Drive, Suite 72. The phone number is 859-321-0856. You can go and get acupuncture done, gua sha, tuina massage, herbal consults, and telehealth consultation. And I tell you, I would say probably of everything that I've been doing, including physical therapy, the acupuncture has helped the most. That has gotten me the furthest. The second is the physical therapy. The third is you know, some of the massage techniques and stuff that I've been getting done. So anyway, let's get all past that. That's the latest and greatest in updates. So let's get on to some dreams, shall we? Now, when you send your dreams in, you can message them on Facebook, you can DM them on Instagram, you can email those to me, and I will anonymously present them here. You have to stay on top of when the shows are going to be presented. Hey to Kimberly Felker, good to see you tonight. And who knows, maybe one of these days I will run into you back at the Thoroughbred again. And that was another thing I wanted to tell you guys. Anytime you see me and David out, don't be afraid to come up and say hello. I love it when you guys stop me and tell me that you love watching the shows and that maybe you've had a reading in the past and how much it impacted your life. I love it when you guys come up and talk to me. So don't feel afraid to do so. Yes, Kimberly, maybe. I can tell you, Kimberly, we'll be going there a little bit more lately. And there's another place that I'm really loving that we're going up in Georgetown. That's Golden's Pub and Deli. On Thursday nights, it's either Thursday or Friday, they usually have frog legs. And I absolutely love frog legs. And fortunately, frog legs are on my low FODMAP diet. So let's get on to some dreams. And if you send yours in, we will definitely present these anonymously. So don't feel afraid that, you know, confidentiality is going to be broken, because it's not. All of these are confidential and anonymous. So what I'll do is I'm going to read the dream, and then I'm going to go back and tell you how I interpreted this. Hello to Joe Bruce. And is my interpretation the all know all see all? No, this is just the way that I would interpret it. So, you know, somebody else may look at this and go, oh no, that's not the way that I interpret it. This is how I interpret it. So, you know, take it for what you will. So here's the first dream. The person says that they're in a really nice dark brown house. Inside, it's dark brown, and someone was having a party there. A lot of people that this person knows, and back then, they were all there. So this person sees an old friend from high school, and this old friend gives her a hug. Afterwards, mostly everyone leaves for a concert. But before the concert, she's dressed up in a gown and a crown and things like that. But once everybody leaves, she wants to get undressed so that she can have a good time in her regular clothes. But then these people come in and have guns. They weren't regular guns. It was like light guns that sucked your energy. And they started to use it on the people there. Some people it would work instantly, and others you had to hold it for quite some time. When the person was shot with the gun, ray of colors came out until the other person passed out and was gone. So she's trying to get rid of the guys, so she finds a gun and tries to do the same to the bad guys, but it took them so much longer to pass because they knew how the guns worked. And they would just say, it's not real, out loud, as if they were programming their mind, or the gun would just not work until a very long time. But eventually, she's able to get them. It wasn't many people in the house as before the concert, but there were kids and adults still in the home, so she tried to save as many as she could. This is a very interesting dream. So let's dissect this, shall we? So first off, it's a nice dark brown house, and it's dark brown on the inside too. So because she says it's nice, that puts a positive connotation on it, and the color brown really kind of symbolically stands for earth and grounding. So because it's a positive, I feel like the house represents herself and how she is a very well-rounded, grounded person. Okay, so she sees an old friend from high school and he is there and he gives her a hug. This is actually a dream walking where the person is actually thinking about them and maybe pops into the dream so that it sort of tells them, hey, I'm thinking about you, and gives them a hug. So that's an actuality. It's called dream walking. So if you want to know more about dream walking, I have another video about specifically about dream walking on my YouTube channel. So let's see. Amber says she's freezing. Maybe hop over to YouTube, Amber. Sometimes one or the other is working the best. I don't see any freezing on any of the platforms with the devices I'm using right now, but you never know how the internet gets kind of wonky. The internet net is very wonky. So let's dissect this and get into how we're going to interpret it. So she's a grounded person. She's well-rounded. That's why the house is dark brown. The house represents herself. Now, let's get into the clothes. Okay. That's the next dissection. So she's dressed up, you know, with elegant clothing and a crown. And then once people leave, she wants to get undressed so she can have a good time in her regular clothes. Kind of that represents most of the time I'm having to put on, I'm having to make a show that's not really me. And so her subconscious is saying that, you know, you're most comfortable with your regular clothes or how you really are or how you really authentically present to people. Okay, so people are saying it's still freezing. Try YouTube, maybe, is all I can say. I'm not freezing on this end, so check your internet connection and maybe hop over to YouTube. Special shout out to Tiana Tells over here on YouTube and on Instagram. Good to see you tonight. So she's most comfortable with the regular clothes that she presents herself, or the regular or the authentic self. And her subconscious is trying to tell her that. So the next thing that we see is there are people that invade the gathering and they have these guns of light, these light guns that suck the person's energy. Now, we all know, and I've said before on past shows, but I'm going to say it here in case, you know, there are some new viewers here. It's now known that each strand of DNA in your body holds exactly 1,000 light photons. We've counted them. So we know that we are beings of light. I mean, this is a fact. And so when she says they have light guns that sucked the energy, what she's talking about is having to deal with people in your life that know how to manipulate, they know how to connive, they sort of suck you dry on your energy. These are like psychic vampires that you have to deal with on an everyday basis. And usually these people are a little bit conniving and mostly manipulative. And so that's why she has a hard time to try to fight back against this, because these people know how to manipulate their life light energy in order to affect you in an adverse way. So Stonewall, I hope you let me know if you got your feedback or if it's still freezing. Good to see Angel Lee. So happy you caught the live tonight. Could a few of you that are watching on Facebook still like, shout out in the comments or if you guys are having trouble with it freezing or not. Hey to Connor, good to see you. And so, let's get back to the dream. So, this person is having struggles with these people that use their own light to try to bring you down or try to suck all your energy out. So Angel says, no trouble here. Thank you, dear. So she figures out, okay, they're using their light against us. They're trying to kill us with their light. So that's what I need to do to fight back. So she finds a gun and she tries to fight back, but it's not working as well as the way that they are killing the people that are around her. So all that speaks to is the subconscious letting her know that, hey, you don't have enough experience trying to do this, maybe not enough confidence, but through the dream, she sees that she's able to do it and that she is successful in protecting as many of the adults and the kids as she could. Thank you. In this dream. So, you know, it's the subconscious is trying to tell her, you know, don't give up. Keep trying with your own light energy and you will persevere. Big shout out to my friends over at Paranormal Connections. They're the only people that I'm referring paranormal investigations to right now. So everybody knows that I'm retired. I'm only working part-time. So when I get requests for paranormal investigations, Paranormal Connections is who I'm referring to. So thank you so much for showing up tonight and reminding me to give you a shout-out. Love you guys. Okay, so that first dream is a really positive one. It doesn't seem like it is, but it really turns out to be quite positive because it is really giving her encouragement to keep trying with her light energy to overcome what's in her environment. Thank you so much, Paranormal Connections. So here's the second one. Now, the next two are a little bit short, but I think that they're significant, so we're going to present them anyway. So the next person says they're navigating in a building filled with many people. There were corridors with pleasant but bright lights, and they're confused on where to go. Upon arrival to the correct location, I was greeted by the cutest little crabs that were all smiling. So the fact that this person is in a building filled with lots of people means there are so many options to this person's choices, okay? Tons of options. The corridors so are pleasant but bright and light, and what that means are the options for her direction are a multitude, but they're all positive, okay? She doesn't say how she decides to arrive at the correct location, and maybe she just appears at the correct location, but that could be that she's led to the correct location, or if she appears at the correct location, that's like trusting in the universe to get her from A to B, and it actually happens that the universe comes in and allows her to get to the correct location. But she's greeted by the cutest little crabs, and they're smiling. So crabs symbolically represent birth, adaptability, and renewal, which is the next step or the next direction in her life. So she's looking at or, you know, kind of contemplating taking a new direction or taking a new step. And her subconscious has already analyzed this and is telling her, hey, this next step, you're going to arrive at the correct location and you will be good. You will be in the place that you are supposed to be in. Hey to Deborah, good to see you. So that's a really positive affirmation from the subconscious that this next step that she's trying to decide on taking is going to be good, and it's going to lead her to the correct location that she's supposed to be in. Now, the next person, this isn't a dream, it's an actuality that happened, in that they were sleeping at night and woke to the doorbell going off at 12:45. Now, it was real enough that she actually got up and checked the front door to realize that if it had been somebody at the door, her dog would have been barking. So, was she dreaming it? Actually, no. I think that her spirit guides were setting the doorbell off, and the fact that they did it at 12:45 is significant because spirits, your guardian angels and your spirits will call your attention to certain numbers, and in those numbers are messages. So the fact that it happens at 12:45 a.m. holds a message. And so here's what I think the message means. The number one means independence, individuality. Number two means that calls for balance. Number four is being practical or facing reality. And number five is the fact that energies are trying to bring good luck into the picture. So now this person has a huge amount of work that has to be done that is getting overwhelming for them. And so what 1, 2, 4, 5 I think means is, since one means independence, what they're trying to tell her is, we know you want to be independent. We know you want to be self-reliant. But then there's number two directly after that, which calls for balance, which means things are out of balance right now. We know you want to be self-reliant and independent, but it's too much. That's out of balance right now. Number four calls for being practical and facing reality, which means you need help. You need to hire somebody to come and help you. You need help with this. You need help with that. It's not a bad thing. Don't feel like it's a bad thing because you can't be independent or self-reliant. Be smart. Keep things in balance. And then the number five, bringing good luck into it. I feel like that means that they are trying to tell her, look, we're taking care of you. We're sending you the good luck where we can. We, if you will just get some help, we will send you the people that you need to help take care of this. Just maybe do a little bit more prayer, focus on universe and God sending you exactly who you need to help you out of the situation that you're in. So that's how I interpret the 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 4, 5 in there, which is so applicable to this person's situation. So I hope you enjoyed. That was a good one. All right. Now the next one I absolutely love, and this person relayed this dream to me in person at a session, and what they recounted was that there was a nun following them, and this nun walked around their vehicle under the carport where they parked their vehicle, placing blue pieces of paper around the car and around the carport. Now, they were a little freaked out by this because they didn't know what it meant, but this is actually one of the best dreams I have to present to you tonight, because specifically that was a guardian angel that was placing protection around the car that they drive and around the carport leading up to the home, meaning, you know, you've got more protection than just the car. It's, you know, everything that surrounds you. And so as they go through life and as they travel in the car and go different places, they can be rest assured that this specific guardian angel is looking out for them and definitely placing some kind of psychic spiritual protection around them. Blue kind of is connotes angelic energies, peaceful energies, protective energies, truthful energies. And so not only will they get protection, but they will, like, their eyes will be open to truth in all situations. So they really need to kind of rely on their gut feeling and their knowing about things. And their guardian angel is going to help guide them through all this. Okay, so let's go on to the next one. We've got three more. So this person says, I'm in a place I'm not familiar with. There are people here who want to talk to me, but they are using small blow torches. They are being careless about where they are aiming the flame, and I'm trying to adjust my stance to try and stay out of the line of the flame. So now, from what I looked up, there's no specific symbology for blow torches. There's a lot of symbology for torch, meaning it's positive symbology for torch, meaning it's enlightenment or giving light to a situation, but this is not the same. The blow torch is a little bit, its meaning to me is intense flare and intense energy. And so what I think is that the conversation or thoughts that are coming from these other people can burn or hurt the person that is engaged in the conversation. And so the subconscious is trying to let the person know that some of the things that they're, you know, engaged in conversation, they're being hurt or burned by, because people say things that they don't really think about. Like, the person that has the blowtorch is not being careful about where they're aiming it. So what their subconscious is trying to tell them is, maybe they don't mean what they're saying. Maybe they are just careless with their words that are coming out. And so maybe don't take things to heart, because this person is just being careless with, you know, the words that they're using. So it really kind of calls for more tolerance, I guess, in what the conversation is about. Okay, so the next one is, this person says, I'm with a lot of friends and we are all talking and having a good time. Suddenly, my teeth become loose and start to fall out. And then people are looking at me strangely as I try to talk and I can't get the words out without my teeth. Okay, this is probably one of the most common dreams, is teeth falling out or things going wrong with the mouth. And classically, what that means is there's an incongruency of thoughts with what you're actually saying. So does the person not really mean or not put stock in what they're saying? Or is everything that they say in conversation just not what they really want to say? Maybe they don't feel comfortable with what they really want to say, and so they just, you know, make small talk, or their conversations really aren't in depth. And that's the teeth falling out, is what I'm saying doesn't really go with how I'm feeling. And then at the end of the dream, you know, they're trying to get the words out, but they're not forming correctly. And then people are looking at them strangely. So what this can mean is that maybe they're trying to say what they really want to, but people are not going to take it well. So it's sort of the subconscious saying, maybe you should be careful about what you really want to say, or maybe you should think about the way that you want to say it. So those can all be options. So here's the last dream for the evening. Let me check for questions and see if anybody has any dreams they want to present. If there are any dreams that somebody wants to type in the comments while I'm going over the last one, now's the time to do it. Because after this one, we're going to end for the evening. So this last one is, I'm walking in the mountains. They are very steep mountains and steep areas. I'm trying to avoid the ones with the extreme drop-offs. I'm trying to stay in the flatter areas that are green, but the soil is giving away and one of my legs drops into a dark hole. I look up, struggling to get out of the hole, and I see that other holes are forming all around me. Then the dream ends. This is awful. Can you imagine? So I think that the mountains kind of represent how they're navigating life. You know, we're trying to avoid these extreme drop-offs. We're trying to stay to the flatter, more green areas. We're trying to stay to the positive. But then, you know, the earth is opening up underneath you. So what that kind of means is, even though you try to avoid the negative, it will find you. So don't be upset when it finds you, because life is full of ups and downs, good and bad, falling off the edge, getting back up, and starting again. And so even if you try your best to stay out of these steep areas that drop off, there will be areas that open up underneath you, meaning, you know, bad things are going to happen. That's just the way of life. And so another thing that you can look at with this is that maybe that person doesn't have a great support system, because there's no one there to help them up, and there's also all these other holes that are forming. And so it really alludes to a lot of insecurities and anxieties that the person has about not having a good support system or no one there to catch them when they fall, okay? Because they're having to struggle back up out of the hole by themselves. So really looks to evaluation of support systems and maybe talking with those people in your life that are supposed to be your support system, and ask them to help you, or maybe ask them to be a little bit more supportive by doing A, B, or C that would help you not feel like the rug in the world is being yanked out from under your feet. I love these dream interpretation nights, because I absolutely love to see and try to analyze other people's dreams beside myself. And it is one of the biggest self-help tools that no one talks about, because your subconscious sees and hears things that you can't. It knows information that you don't have readily available to you. And it's only through dream interpretation and meditation that you can really analyze those aspects that maybe you're not consciously aware of, and that can bring you a lot of information that will help you through problems, help you through disappointments, and help you decide on what you should do next. I hope you guys have a fabulous week. Kisses from Kentucky. And if you all are in Lexington, don't forget that Keeneland is running right now. And I haven't looked at the weekend forecast, but get out and bet on a pony or two. I'll send you some good luck. See you later. Bye, guys.